Good morning. It is 7:35 a.m. on Saturday, October the 5th, 2024. Here on it's a mostly sunny morning on the High Plains east of the Rocky Mountains in Greeley, Colorado. I'm using an app called Sound Assistant to try to reduce the gain on this microphone. I think it's working as long as I don't get too excited and start talking really loud. I noticed as I was working on the waveforms yesterday, this is an awful lot of clipping. Like most of the time, the audio was just overdriven. The microphone was way too hot. And I'm not exactly sure what causes that. Apparently it's not too unusual. And I never did see, I don't remember seeing, let's put it that way, a microphone that allowed you to control the input level from the microphone at the mic level. Like there's no inline volume dial like there would be on the headphones. So anyway, we'll give it a shot. We'll see how it works. And if it doesn't work, then I guess we're back to the drawing board and have to find a new way to do the recording. It's a nice morning. It's chilly, 45-ish, 44, 46, 47, somewhere in there, mid-40s. It's sunny. Temperature outside my back door was like 50. I don't think that's right. I think it's picking up heat from the house somehow. I need to check. I think when we had the house painted, they moved the temperature sensor. I need to put it back. Or get a new thermometer, one or the other. So I'm dressed for it anyway. I've got four layers. Jeans. I'm gonna have to swap out these hiking shoes for my boots here soon. I mean, they're nice and all, but it's getting to the point where I'm going to want the extra support. I'm going to want the extra warmth. And I need to give these shoes a little bit of a break. They've been had a heck of a workout, and they're starting to show the wear on the bottom. So. And tedious. For some reason, I think my right ear bud, my right hearing aid, did not charge last night. It seems to be totally dead this morning. I hope it's only that it didn't charge and not that it's somehow died overnight in the charger. I could have sworn it had a green light on it this morning, but I was moving too fast and probably didn't notice. Story of my life. Yesterday's writing went pretty well, though. I have to say, I turned on the Pomodoro timer on mynoise.net on one of my favorite tracks, Lonesome Wanderer, and set it to 20 minutes, no, 25 minutes, and just started writing. And when the track ended, I just kept going. I don't really know how long I wrote. I didn't keep really good track of it. It doesn't matter. The story was moving, and I just kept going with it. So that was good. Do the same thing today, maybe. Nothing chore-wise on the calendar for today. I got my grocery run in yesterday. Made a rather mediocre teriyaki chicken stir fry last night. It was like, that could be better. Should have marinated the chicken longer. I'm a terrible judge of cooking food anymore. Without reliable taste buds, it's really difficult to say. Was it good? Was it not? Too salty? Too sweet? I don't know. I find myself not eating very much just because it doesn't satisfy me the way it used to. Like, okay, food, some food in. What do I need for fuel? I need some protein. I need a few carbs. I need a little bit of fat. Vegetables. Should do some vegetables. Breakfast just turned into the same thing every day. A bunch of blueberries in the bottom of the bowl. A few corn chex sprinkled on top. Toast. I wouldn't live without my toast. I don't know what it is about the toast. It's really one of those weird things. It's like, I can't really taste it. At least not very well. The texture is good. What is that? Dryer sheet? Maybe. Somebody doing laundry early this morning. Political season. The signs are, the yard signs are up here in the corner. Just keep your focus, you're fine. I get a lot of mailings. I can tell who's putting the mailings out by the messages on them. Scary warnings come from one party. Goals, aspirations from the other. It's pretty easy to tell these days. Anyway, I don't really want to think about that right at the moment. There's nothing I could do about it yet. I should get my ballot in the mail in a few days. So. In a few days, yeah, at least. Perhaps. Perhaps. I don't know how much in advance they go out. I already got the first of the blue books. I got a statewide blue book on referenda. Statewide issues. Went through that. Marked the book up, yes and no. So when the ballot comes, all I have to do is go down through and say, okay, what was this one? No. This one, yes. This one, no. Yeah, unfortunately, there's only for or against. There's no, oh, hell no. I hear geese. I'm pretty sure they're not being picked up by this microphone, but I hear geese. There's a few loose geese organizing themselves up there. 'Tis the season. From now till spring, we'll see more geese here. The local geese will move south. The northern geese will move in. I guess. I don't know. Maybe they're... This is far enough south that the locals won't move. Here's some crows off in the distance. Whatever that scent was, it's gone now, so... Had that sort of sweet floral smell, like a dryer sheet. It's a pleasant enough morning, in spite of being cold. I'm glad I wore my parka. I wasn't going to, but I'm glad I got it. Coming up on it, get ready. Stay with me. Monk post. Heavy traffic over on the highway. It's a very still morning. It's a very quiet morning here. Being Saturday, we don't have all the people running off to their Monday through Friday jobs. It's too early for leaf blowers. It's too late in the season for lawnmowers. The air is very still. There's not a lot of breeze today. Sometimes it's hard to tell. When I post a picture, I always stop walking. I always stop and watch the grass. Because it's real easy to think that it's calm when it's really just faint breeze, just a light breeze. But most of the mornings it's really actually calm. The grass heads aren't moving at all. They don't wave. Very calm. I'm feeling very calm this morning. I ended up feeling this time of the day, because I was up at 4:15. Morning. when you're up 3 hours before the sun, things tend to be really quiet. I was schlepping along in his shorts. Is he wearing a t-shirt? No. Shorts and t-shirt. I'm in three layers. Oh, there's... That one's definitely a dryer sheet. I'm wearing four layers, plus long pants. Heavy socks. Hat. Just pulled my hood back a minute ago. I'm warm enough. I'm actually quite comfortable. It's a... I've pretty much permanently added a layer of fleece on top of my polo shirt. God, these cars all look alike. There's a Honda. Little white car. Tiny little dorsal fin on the back of the roof. It looks... If I were to see it side by side with my Kia, I could probably tell them apart, but just walking by them like that, it's like, I can't tell. I can't tell a Honda from a Nissan from a... They all have the same body shape. They all have the same white color. They all have the same configuration, more or less. It's very strange. And we are going to have to trade the van. I don't know how much I'm willing to screw around with the local guys anymore. Although there was one group, the Volkswagen people, they were pretty nice. I didn't actually have to try to close a deal with them, but the salespeople were nice. Yeah, nicer than most, put it that way. And there weren't a lot of people shopping. Of course, I was there during the week, in the morning. I suspect they do more business on the weekend when people aren't at their jobs. But the amount of hurry up and wait we had to do with getting the Kia, it's like, I don't think I want to go back to that outfit again. They didn't even get my name right. They had a photocopy of my driver's license, for crying out loud, and they could not get my name right on the documentation. I mean, it's not like it's some kind of, you know, unusual multisyllabic name with too many consonants and a plethora of vowels or something. It's Nathan. It's a pretty plain name. There aren't a lot of Nathans around, but there's a few. I mean, it's not like Peter or David or Richard or like that. All right, yeah. Open a zipper on one layer here because the solar gain is beginning to build up. Feels good. Feels really good. And what should have been a quick 10 or 15 minutes, sign here, sign here, sign here, initial this, and out the door, turned into be two sessions of sign this and this and this and this, and we aren't going to let you sign the paperwork to take over the car until you give us three references. I was tempted to put in my late sister's name. Call her, you SOB. So we filled in names from the East Coast. Don't really have. I mean, the people I know here now in Greeley, like, I know the name of the store clerks. I don't have any fellow students. I don't have any fellow writers. All of my contacts are all online in other states, if not other countries. Okay, who's this? Here we go. Guy and his, maybe his son or grandson. Oh my, is that? I think it is. I think it's an old Porsche, the old Targas. Exhaust smells funny. Sounded like a Volkswagen. Almost back. Sun's getting up. It's another little white car. Trees beginning to turn. And the ones in my yard. The one in my yard. What did I do with the phone? Oh, here it is. Because I am at the back gate. Tomorrow? Well, tomorrow's another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.